Albert Motors. This is Ron.
Hey, Ron. This is Ron with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Bank who?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, well, won't take up much of your time here. Just wanted to follow up with you. I think we had gotten you a finance offer mailed out about 2 weeks ago based on some work you had done with Grand South. Does that ring a bell for you? I think in November 2015.
I don't think I understand what you're saying. Say that again one more time.
Oh, sorry there. I think I hear some static, but it looks like you'd done some financing with Grand South Bank in 2015. Does that ring a bell for you?
That did not happen.
Oh, okay. I just was looking at a UCC filing here, but
Bank, I don't even heard of that unless it's a credit card company. I don't think so. I'm not familiar with that name at all.
Had you done some work with just in like around November?
Where is this bank located?
Oh, we're out in San Diego. We're a business bank, and it looked like, just based on some good payment history you had, it was, that had qualified you and pre-approved with us for some equipment finance and working capital, looks like, to about $250,000. So I was just wanting to circle back with you and see what you might have in the pipeline or where you might need some financing, either now or just down the line.
Well, this is kind of confusing. I don't know who you're talking about, Grand South. I mean, where is this bank located?
Oh, I'm not sure about Grand South. We're based out of San Diego, but we do business everywhere.
Sir? What you're talking about, if you're possibly talking about North Carolina, this bank, maybe, I don't know. I'm doing some business there, yes.
Yeah, and it could be.
I actually got a floor plan with them. I'm in the used car business.
Oh, yeah, and that could be it, Ron. But we were just wanting to see if you had any needs for any kind of financing up either now or down the line.
Well, I got a bunch of loans out at the bank locally here that, I wouldn't mind consolidating at some point in time. That's about all
I got.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do have an underwriter here that could actually help answer a lot of your questions about taking care of some of that consolidation. Is that something you might?
Have any questions about it other than what the interest rate would be.
Okay. Well, then we can start to kind of get a look at that. We'd probably have to get a little information from you. Would you want to? She's sitting right next to me. Would you want me to transfer over to her or just see what we can do for you?
Oh, I guess I'm totally unprepared for this, but, we could talk about it, I guess.
Okay, yeah. And
we
can get... What's that?
You're a federal bank?
We're a business bank here. Yeah, we have... we're a private business bank. We deal with a lot of used car places as well, and she can probably answer a few more of your questions.
Well, you can connect me, but I don't know that I have many questions.
Oh, okay. And, we can just kind of see where we are. But here she is.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for holding. This is Shaw.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I think I'm fine.
Good. So Ron told me that you're looking to consolidate a few things here.
No, I'm not necessarily looking for that. I mean,
okay.
That would be a possibility. I haven't really had a lot of thought.
Okay. Well, to give you a general idea, and then you can decide on what you want to do with it, we can generally free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured capital, and you can use it for whatever it is you need. To give you a general idea, what was your gross annual sales like last year?
My sales last year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. We haven't even done our tax.
Oh, okay.
CPA keeps putting it off.
Oh, really? Maybe you need to get a new CPA.
Oh, I don't think so. Jesus, I've been with him for 50 years.
Oh, okay. They know all your finances then. Okay, well, how about this? How much did you do in sales last month?
I can't answer that question. I don't know. I mean, I'm in the used car business. I used to $6.5 million a year when I did the car, had the new car store, but I don't really
know
what the hell I'm doing now, to be honest with you.
Oh, how's business going?
It's good.
That's good. Do you use a floor plan usually to buy your cars?
Yes.
Okay. How much do they normally charge you? I've worked with a couple customers. They charge like 110 or something like that per day per car.
110.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yours is 110 too?
No. I don't know what you talking about. $110?
Uh-huh, for a floor plan. They charge, well, at least the customers I worked with, they charge, the floor plan they use, I think it's called like Car Bucks or something like that, charges them like $110 a day per car to use their floor plan.
I use Car Bucks too, but that's not even being correct.
Oh, huh. Okay, well, maybe you got a better deal than him.
Well, they charge about that much per month, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what they said. They said they charge 110, so that's why they turned to us instead, because it was so expensive for them and just doesn't make sense for them. How many cars do you normally have in your fleet?
Yeah, this looks like
I have about, 20 at the moment, I guess.
20, okay. And do you sell all types of vehicles, or you specialize in, like, a foreign or American or something like that?
We sell just about anything.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then when you buy cars, do you normally go to the auction, or do you...
In the auction, I got other dealers that I've been doing business with for...
Oh, okay.
Business 60-plus years.
I see, okay. And how many cars do you normally buy at one time?
Oh, 2 or 3. I don't think I ever bought over 6.
Ah, I see, okay. And they normally turn around in like a couple weeks, maybe a month.
Well, yeah. It's kind of hard to say, I'm not prepared for, do I have that information? It's out here somewhere, but have I come to the memory? No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem.
Oh, off the top of my head.
Uh-huh, no problem. I was just kind of getting to know your business a little bit here.
We average, I used to have a new car store, and I went back into just to make sure that I didn't dry up. You know, I didn't want to sit on a porch and watch the paint dry.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're selling probably 12 cars a month, something like that, 12, 13, 14 cars a month.
Okay. And normally, how much do you sell them for? Are they like really used cars, like a couple thousand, or you sell them for like 10, 15 thousand?
Sell them all over the place. Some of them I sold them last month for 15,000.
Mhm.
A lot of them in the $3,000 to $5,000 range.
Mhm. Okay. 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 And I know you don't have much information, you know, in front of you or anything like that. I'm sure we caught you off guard with a, you know, random phone call. But do you have any idea, you know, what you were looking to consolidate or how much it might come out to be? Were they like credit cards or like other business loans?
There's no other business loans. There's some credit cards, yes.
Credit cards?
I have a rental business too, and I, I'm always cash poor. I send it all to the bank every month, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like the farmer that has to sell a cow to go on vacation, even though he owns 2,000 acres.
All right.
Okay.
Does your cash always get tied up by, like, your receivables or, like, customer?
I have some receivables. I do a little buy here, pay here, but not a hell of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my main.
I see. So what usually ties up your, you know, your cash flow?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I said, you know, what's the biggest thing that's, you know, tying your cash flow back usually, you know, when you come, you know, get into the cash crunch?
Well, the reason I get into cash crunch is because of my pay off credit cards in the bank.
Ah, I see. Do you know what type of interest rate they're charging you?
With the bank?
Yeah.
About 5.5.
5.5, okay.
I got some at 5, some at 5.5. There might be one
at
6.
I see, okay. And do you have any idea how much you're owing on them?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea, you know.
Okay.
I've got several businesses. I've got a rental business, and I owe a couple hundred thousand on real estate.
Okay.
And I got the car business here. That's a separate corporation, and it's probably $250,000 there. So.
Okay. Okay. So you basically have three businesses then. You have the real estate,
the
rental.
Well, the car business has got real estate in it also from my new car store.
I see, I see. Okay, so mainly two businesses then, your car and then also the rental.
That's correct.
I see, okay.
There's some rental with the car business because that property is in the corporate name from when I had the new car store.
I see. And this rental, is this like a real estate rental or is it car rental?
No, real estate rental.
Real estate. Oh, okay.
Got out of the car rental business a long time ago.
Okay. Estate. Okay. Okay. So, you know, what we can do is, you know, we can explore, you know, refine your loans, and then you would just pay us instead, and you can pay them all off. And what we can do is we'll look at your, you know, what you've been paying in interest and principal, what percent your bank has been charging you, and we can get you something that's going to be better than that. Would that
be
something
you're
interested
in? FDIC bank.
Sorry, what was that?
Are you an FDIC bank?
No, we're not, because we're not depository. We don't take your money. We just give money. Because FDIC is, they're basically insuring your deposits with them. Since we don't do deposits, we are not FDIC.
But you're registered with the federal people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're only commercial bank, whereas Bank of America, Wells Fargo, things like that, they're, you know, nationwide bank, and you have to deposit your money with them in order to have an account with them. Whereas for us, it's just more, we give you a loan and you pay us back, and we build a relationship that way.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you guys been in business?
We've been here 14 years.
14.
Yeah, we started doing equipment financing first, so we were mainly an equipment financing bank. And then after the recessions hit, you know, us, everyone, you know, we started doing this thing called working capital, which is, you know, very popular right now with the small business owners because it frees up cash flow. Because a lot of times when you go to a bank and you're a small business and you don't have a lot of deposits with them, they don't want to, you know, they don't want to do business with you. They don't want to give you a loan. So a lot of small business owners weren't able to access cash. And so that's where we stepped in and we started doing this thing called working capital.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that was about 6-7 years ago, I think it was, when we started doing that. And we also have lines of credit, credit cards, stuff like that.
You buy credit card debt?
No, we do credit cards too. Like, as in we give out credit cards to business owners.
See.
Yeah. So I guess you can say we're more like a Capital One or something like that, if you want to do a comparison.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have time to do anything now. Can you email me something or fax me something?
Yeah, we can fax you some info, and then we can go from there. I know it's Monday, so I'm sure you're slammed with a lot of other stuff.
Well, I am. I mean, I'm
a yeah, what's your email?
It's kind of a one-man show, you know.
Oh, really? For all two of your companies, or?
What?
For both of your companies, you're a one-man show?
Well, I've got part-time help comes in. You know, I got a salesman comes in on the...
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. So you do the front end, you do the sales, you do the management, the bookkeeping, basically everything.
Got it.
That's crazy. I'll give you props. Okay. So what's your what's your email?
What?
What's your email? I'll send you the info.
It's Ron, R-O-N, at albertmotor.com. M-O-T-O-R. E-L-B-E-R-T-M-O-T-O-R.com.
Okay. So Ron at albertmotor.com.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send you over some info on us, you know, our bank and our programs. And then if you wanted to, you know, it sounds like we can do something for you because we do a lot of consolidation for everyone. And for used cars, the industry is kind of restricted to a lot of lenders, but we actually do a lot of business with used car businesses. So that you know, you're definitely one of our, you know, potential customers that we can help out. All we need for your application is just the application. It's a one page. We just need most recent 6 months of bank statements, so it's December to May, and then just the information on the loans that you wanted to consolidate. And then if you send all that in, we can actually sit down with the underwriter and give you an answer in about 24 to 48 hours and fund in another 24 to 48 hours.
Well, send me something and we can take from there.
Okay.
We can go from there. I'll decide if I want to pursue it, all right?
Okay, sounds good. Maybe I'll touch base with you later on this week. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay, all right, sounds good. So I'll send it over in the next 10, 15 minutes.
I won't have a chance to look at it probably.
Oh, no, I was just telling you that I'm sending it. But, yeah, you can look at it whenever, and then I'll touch base with you a few days.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ron.
Bye.
Bye.